Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 8:40 on this Monday morning. This upcoming month is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and we need to talk about that because it's something that I think we're all guilty of to a certain degree. Joining us right now is St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, distracted driving is more than just looking at your phone while you're supposed to be watching the road, isn't it?
You know, it is. It's funny, as these vehicles we have purchase now, the newer ones, they have so much technology in them. It's almost like it's an oxymoron because they have these pop-ups on the screen that says, keep your eyes on the road.
Right.
And it's like, well, don't have pop-ups on my screen.
Yeah.
So it's really difficult nowadays. Technology is great. Some of these maps on our phones that plug into our vehicles, or they're just on the vehicles, they talk to you. So that's better, mm-hmm. right? But there's maps on the screens. There's phone calls, emails, text messages, social media. And we all see the people looking down all mm-hmm. the time on their phones. And it's a problem. It's a dangerous problem. And I think because it's so prevalent, people just kind of shrug it off, right? We've learned our lesson for the most part with drunk driving mm-hmm. and driving with being under the influence of substances. And I think the young kids do a better job nowadays. There's always work to be done in that realm, but do a better job of getting drivers or alternate ways to get from point A to point B. But these phones, these devices are everywhere, right?
Yeah, and you mentioned kids. If you've got kids in the car, they learn from your example. So if they say, well, mom always looks at her phone while she's driving, that must not be a big deal.
100% right. Kids watch their parents, watch the adults around them, and they emulate them,
even
when you don't think they are. So it's important to keep your focus on driving. You have a responsibility yourself, the people in your car, and all the other people around you to focus on driving when you're going from point A to point B. If you have to use your phone, pull over.
Mm-hmm.
Pull over, find a parking lot. Don't just pull over on the side of the road, and then you can make those phone calls. And, you know, there's little things you can do. You can, most devices nowadays, you can actually set them up so when they're moving in a car, it recognizes that and shuts mm-hmm. them off so you can't get any kind of a notification. Put your phone in a purse in the back seat or in the glove box. That was something I was really pushed on my children when they were younger. Now they're all adults, and I hope they're still doing it. But I tell them, just put that phone in your glove box. That way you're not even tempted to look at it. But there's some serious ramifications if you don't. You know, mm-hmm. not just the tickets. The tickets, the first ticket is $100 if you get pulled over and get a ticket for distracted driving. The second one is $250, and the third one makes it so the fines are higher and you have to complete a course to get your driver's license back. So it's important, but more importantly is the safety of it all, right? Let's make sure we're always thinking about how you're driving a vehicle that's thousands of pounds, mm-hmm. and you don't want to be the one that causes a crash because you're looking at a text or something.
I'll bet when you pull up on a crash scene, a lot of the time you can tell right away, oh, this was a distracted driving case because somebody rear-ended somebody when the conditions were good. There was no good reason why they would have done that.
All too often, that's the case, right? Why would a car rear-end another car? You're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, we have the gawking situations. We have a crash and somebody's looking over. But when you go to an accident scene and there's for no good reason, mm-hmm. good weather, good conditions, and there's a rear-end accident, usually is a distraction.
Yeah.
And we've all been in the intersection, right, where the guy's just not going. The lights turn green.
Yep.
And you find out they're distracted driving, and
sure.
they think it's okay because you're at a light, but it's not. It's still against the law.
Yeah. I know a lot of people use their devices for maps. You know, they input the coordinates so that the map will get them there. They want to set their music. But you do that before you start driving. A lot of people start driving and say, oh, yeah, I need to pull up the directions. I need to pull up my Spotify list. And you need to do that before you start driving.
100% right. And, you know, since we're in your studio, just listen to 1380 or you know, your radio, and you don't
there
have to worry about programming it.
Switch it over to 105.5 next week.
Exactly, yeah. But in all seriousness, do those things beforehand. And with the distracted driving, it kind of feeds into the fact that the Work Zone Awareness Week is coming up in April 20th to 24th. We know that everybody gets excited every summer for the weather to get nice and to get out and do things. And we see those orange barrels and we get frustrated, but they're a necessity here in Michigan. There's a lot of people doing hard work to make our roads as good as they can. So let's make sure we're giving them space, reading the signs out there that indicate that there's work zones, slow down, and know that we will have deputies out there doing selective enforcement for those work zones and in regards to the Distracted Driving Awareness Month.
Yeah, that's dangerous work to be out there working on a road where there's traffic passing by. You never want to take that for granted.
You don't. You know, as a law enforcement officer, we do traffic stops, and we do get a taste of those cars going by. For the most part, people are very good when they see those blue and red lights to get over. But I feel like people get a little bit lazy or just get complacent when we see the people out there working, because you're thinking, oh, they're out there all day, every day, and there's those barrels that separate you. Those barrels aren't going to save their lives if you go across that line. So pay attention. It is very dangerous work they do, and if you are cause a crash where somebody is hurt while they're working on the roads and it's properly indicated, there's some pretty high fines, including, you know, 15 years in jail for doing that. So slow down, give people space, and pay attention to what we're supposed to be doing so we can enjoy this beautiful weather that we really hope is coming around and going to stay around.
We're ready for it. I feel like drivers in Michigan are either complaining that the road needs to be fixed or they're complaining that the road is being fixed.
100%. I'm guilty, you know, every year.
Yeah, for sure.
The other thing in law enforcement is, you know, we get excited too for the weather. We get to go and have fun and maybe go on a trip, and then all of a sudden we realize, oh yeah, that's right, we have to be at all these extra events, and summer just gets busier.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know people want to have smooth roads, and then they don't want to have to put up with the cones. It's frustrating, but it's part of living in Michigan.
Yes, it is. Yeah, pure Michigan.
Yes.
Sheriff, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King with us here on WPHL. Let's check weather real quick.